A very good evening to you guys, and thank you so much for coming back to my podcast. I know it's been a while, but you take into account the fact that so much has been happening around us, and I mean, I just literally had a week or weeks, that is, to myself, where I was deep in my feelings and I really had to take a moment to allow myself to be, to allow myself to feel those emotions completely, acknowledge them. And that's one thing that I like and I'm grateful for this lockdown. It is the fact that I was forced to actually face myself, to really grow spiritually, emotionally, in a very amazing, spontaneous way. And speaking of which, I would like to be sharing with you guys about knowing and understanding your self-worth. Sometimes we think that we do know, but if you really look into our actions and the things that we do, we come to realize that we do not very much know our self-worth as much as we thought or think we do. And this is what happened with me, right? For the longest of time, I have found myself like going from one date to the other, hanging out with one person to the other. And when I looked back into introspecting on all of those dates, I realized how I've actually allowed myself to be taken advantage of in so many ways, and how I've actually literally, I don't know if begged is the right word to use, but I have chased love. Like it's like, you know, when you go on dates and you know you end up giving in. For example, somebody, you can see that they want sex, you do it because of, you're scared, if I don't give them the sex, then they won't see me again, they won't be coming through. But now the sad part about it is the fact that you still do all the things that you think that if I don't do this, I might stand a chance of losing this person. You still do them and you still lose them. And that's what happened with me. And I must say that pain hurts differently. I had a debate with my friend who was saying that whether you were doing something or you tried to hold on to love or not, the pain is still the same. And I was like, it's not the same because of the circumstances surrounding the pain. It's not the same. And all this boils down to knowing and understanding your self-worth. If you know that you understand your self-worth, or you know what you are worthy of, you know that alone you are enough, you are everything that you'll ever want, and with or without somebody, you are striving to actually be happy and fulfilled with where you are at in your life. That is what understanding self-worth actually means. And you know what that means? It means that in fact, those very same things that you think that, oh no, if I don't do this, this person is gonna leave, in fact, you take a step back and you actually just allow the flow to be. If that person is meant to remain, they will. If not, then the longer you try to actually manufacture it and make it to be, I mean, you're just hurting yourself even more. There is a saying that I picked up that says love cannot be manufactured, and it's very true. You cannot manufacture love. All you gotta do is to let it be. As to when will you be ready for love, when will you find your true love, fact of the matter is none of us know. We are living in a great unknown, and the best we can do is to actually do things, like whether it's a belief, whether it is an exercise that is doing something you're passionate about, but something that you know that you have control over completely, and you wake up every morning knowing that you are doing something that you have control over on your own. And then in that way, everything else will just come and go, as inevitably will, because that is exactly what life actually comes down to. So I'm saying, challenging you right now, that take a moment to introspect back into all the days you've been to, how you've actually put yourself in the line or did things that you did not necessarily do from the bottom of your heart, but you did them with the sole purpose of trying to, you know, not lose something or somebody. Introspect on those things and really look into how much do you really value yourself. Do you know and understand your self-worth as much as you think that you do? And that is how I come to the end of my podcast for today. Thank you so much for tuning into it. And of course, please do share this link so that many people can actually reach this message. And at the same time, do stay tuned in and of course, check out my podcast. My name is Phemelo Mhlanga, aka The P Master, and have a beautiful, amazing day.